Took me easy, the captain. Wait to get out of the bottle. Couldn't make it out. Just make it inside on there. I never had it before. I seen Patty, couldn't get out of that bottle, couldn't wash that bottle. Well, I put my hand around it, but it was it was. Didn't do it if I snuck in the sea. Then he suddenly stopped and took me down the street as it was as if I didn't feel my hand on the bench and my feet on the stairs. Didn't feel any weight. I thought to myself, gradually, I thought to him, I feel light, you know. So what is this most strange? So I thought, well, I must be dreaming or something, or I must be sick. So I thought, I'll go up and get into the bed. So I goes up the stairs, quiet-like. Didn't feel as if I sat in the steps, and I thought, I'm lightheaded, something, you know, odd. Like, opens the door, that's another funny thing. I push the door, and it was as if somehow I wore suit, which I thought I must be having some sort of a dream or something, like me, you know. And I goes to go on the bed and I see the man there. I thought I've gone into the wrong room. So I starts to go back. And then I thought it felt something odd, strange, uncanny. The lightness, no light was letting me go to that thing. And I could see this man's face and I thought, God, he's like me. And so when I went close up to him and looked at it, I could see it was me. I couldn't read my eyes. I didn't know to breathe on it, so I started running down those stairs about as if the devil was behind me. Shouting my voice at the top of my voice. No one seemed to hear a word. No one came. I thought, this is strange. What's going on here? So I ran up the stairs and banged on the doors. I could hear the noise of the banging, but no one woke up. No one took any notice. I was in a terrible state. I flew out down the stairs. Opened the door of the inn, flew down the path, shoot, and ran down the road, across the fields, and came to a middle, not far from here, it was, and I stopped the river. There's something wrong, this is a nightmare, this is crazy, this is bad, this is stupid, I just couldn't put my eyes on it. I sat down on the bank, and I was so locked as if I was in a dream. I just couldn't believe this was true. I suddenly began to realize something different about me. I didn't feel the same. And by this time, it was getting daybreak, and I was sitting on the edge of this bank. I wasn't obviously the bottom. And I could suddenly, as I looked down, I could see myself. It's an affliction, I suppose. I couldn't believe it. It didn't look like me.
Come on, Harry, it looks interesting.
Come on, Harry, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Another young fella.
Oh.
Very young fella it was. I couldn't believe it. And it, after a while, I was. They say, mate, what's that? I looked someone behind me and I turned around and there was no one there. I made it. And then I got up. I walked. Must have been miles, I walked. And by this time people were about. I remember the carriage went by. It was full of people. I was thinking to myself, I'd have been able to pitch a few innings or something, but it was as if I would stop myself at all. And then I walked on and on, and it seemed as if everything was going past me. The feeling was, it seemed as if there's a crowd of people started to gather, all walking. And I couldn't see them, but I could hear them, I could hear them chanting, I could hear them talking, I could hear them laughing. And in their footsteps, I stopped and looked at the garden. I couldn't see anyone. And if I walk on a bit, I stopped and looked at the garden, I took one there. I could hear the sea. people that were doing it, ordinary things, houses, cottages, and places. So people laying in the carpets and bringing in eggs from the chickens and the carrots I just see in the fields. And occasionally I did see some of the horse that goes by, but these were all people that couldn't see me.
Well, people from there. They were dressed nice and neat and tidy, and
már legyen, mert legyen, ne valószínű. Az ászisztisztát nézni, fúrosan. Hát ő nem jó, szintzeltem. Hát nyugodtan, de van egy jövő, nincs, hogy te gózt. Hát gózt, szét, bizony. Well, but these were the times when I thought, this is all my life, get back in front of me. Anybody picked me to follow him. And moving down a long corridor, and this is going down and down and down and down. I thought, this is who's going down into dungeons and yet, I can't say it was like dungeons or it was that dark, or so moving down this long sort of passage place. It was illuminated, it wasn't dark, and there was no torches, no nothing to light it up, but I was conscious of the light. Then it came to what was a well-spoken room, not very big room, and in there was a man sitting at a table. And I looked at him as I went in, and he was like me, as I was. How could I stand this? And then this other person said, this is that you were. So I said, how do you mean who I was? He says, you were like the man in the dungeon. He says, you created for yourself walls and you shut out the things that mattered. But this is no more, he says. This is no longer you. This is reflections of what was. He says, but what is and what is to come is what matters. He says, you created for yourself a dungeon for darkness. You built yourself, you around yourself a wall. You shut out the light. Because your mind wasn't open. He says, no, you shall learn. And I shall help you to learn. Come, I will take you elsewhere. And I'll be with you. And I went there, and up, and up, and up. And up many steps. And we came back to the place, the large hall. The ladies were still there. And I remember one of them. She came forward. And she took me by the hand. And it was as if in some strange way she took me by the hand as if, well, as if I was, transformed or something happened. I didn't know how to say it. And I looked at her face for the first time. And it was a face that I'd never forgotten. It was a face of a little girl as I was in my early years. Very fond of, very attached. And as I looked at her, she looked at me with her eyes that if my life could have taken a different path, and I could have married her, I'm sure that I would have been a different person. I wouldn't have got into bad company and taken up the road and all that. And she smiled at me, and as she smiled, I knew. And if she hadn't died, as she did when she was a young woman, we could have probably married, and I would probably been a different person. I'd have probably worked on the farm, or done something in the local way that would have got me enough to support us. But she thought that's what really turned me against everything and everybody. And she took my hand as she did, and she said, now, come. She says, now, you can start all over again with me, and I'm to help you, and I'm to guide you, and to show you the way, she says, that. And I walked with her out of this great castle place, and then we came, so it seemed, to a small place. It was on the verge of a, I suppose a town, we thought it, but it was as if it was just outside the town, but yet it was part of it, and it's a small little cottage, if you'd call it, and the roof was thatched, and it was a beautiful feeling, this is if I'd come home, and yes, I'd never known this place before, on earth. But, and then, as we sort of entered this, she looked different than if she was a stone. put her clothes change, and there's still this physical labor dress. She's got a very simple cotton, I suppose it was cotton, but it looked like a cotton dress or something. But she still looked the same to me. Her clothes are different, but she was the same. And she'd been waiting for me all this time, and watching over me, thinking about me, trying to get me onto the right path here all those years. It was strange, I think, that together, but now we're together, and we've made so much progress together. Far, far different, of course, to what it was, but it all happened so long ago. Many years ago, many things have changed. And she comes with me tonight to die if she's here. She doesn't say anything, but another time I'll come. Perhaps she won't touch me. But I'll tell you more about it all, more detail than I can tell you now. But I'm having to learn still, but in a way, perhaps another time I'll come. I'm not good, perhaps at describing things. But if it's any interest, because that's what I was told, that Paul wanted us to come and talk about experience, the lives of experiences, as you say it is now, your new pain that you have.
Yes.
There are a lot of things I'd like to tell you, and perhaps I'll get you, and perhaps we'll tell you a lot more later. But I must go.
Thank you, Harry.
But it's been nice meeting you, very nice.
Thank you, Harry.
But I'll be again with you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Harry. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye